Well, we just had him on the show a few days ago, but I wanted to make sure I got him back with us to talk about the release of the MAHA Commission report that came out on Thursday. A lot of ag groups voicing their concerns with the contents of the report, and that includes the American Soybean Association. Joining us now, President of ASA, Caleb Ragland from Kentucky. Caleb, good to have you back with me, and I'll just open it up to you for initial comments here. Your reaction to what was found in this MAHA Commission report?
Well, Jesse, good to be here again. And the MAHA Commission report has came out with some very concerning results and findings, with the findings maybe in quotations a bit. First, I want to start with the process. This process was entirely behind closed doors. There were multiple requests our organization made and many other agriculture groups to meet and discuss and hear our point of view and our perspective and our research and information. We were denied every single time. One time we were denied as quickly as 18 minutes from when we made the request. So there was no desire to hear anything from the production agriculture point of view, it seems. But coming out, attacking the tools that are vital for us to use, including glyphosate, is just downright fear-mongering and is just a tactic to use rhetoric instead of fact, instead of science, to attack coming from a point of view of a of an attorney who has litigated against these tools in the past and now has a platform within the government to attack us. And it's very concerning. It seems to be a clear agenda that is more of a religion and opinion and based than it is based on facts and based on science. Glyphosate, for example, has 167 studies on file with EPA that they have reviewed and have shown 100% of the time to not pose cancer risk. And it's very troubling to hear this MAHA Commission cherry pick several poorly designed studies and things that they've came up with and piecemeal together to say this is better and this is truth and all these other studies don't matter. Other points I would make is in 1996, Congress passed the Food Quality Protection Act, which required a 10 times default safety factor for pesticide residues. That means that anything that would be considered unsafe, it has to be 10 times lower. Some of the products that EPA approves even have to be 100 times on the safety factor. And year after year, agriculture has over a 99% rate of passing in these tests. So imagine if you're tested on something that over 99% of the time you're right. That's a pretty solid track record, mm-hmm. and that's the safety within our food. So I think that on most things in life, if we were 99% or better, we would all be very happy. And it's just flat out brazenly false and without evidence a lot of the claims that are brought within this MAHA report. We have a regulatory system in this country that is the gold standard for protecting human health in the whole world. And this commission is just saying, oh, no, their opinion, no, their research, no, their data matters. It's all phooey and what we say is right and we're going to come attack you. And this is just flat out wrong. And it is a very, very scary precedent being set. They are coming out and undercutting the consumer confidence that Americans or most Americans have in our food system and our production system. We have a long and consistent track record of producing affordable, healthy, nutritious food that is abundant. And we have a great amount of choices. We even have enough to help feed our friends around the world who are less fortunate than us. The American farmer produces more than we need here, which we have abundance. You take away the tools that we need in order to do that, and it's a scary hill that we start tumbling down. We end up with less safe food. We end up with much more expensive food. We end up with less choices. And we ultimately become dependent on some country overseas to help feed our country if you take away the tools that we need to produce the way we do. And this is a sad day for agriculture, and it's a sad day for America as a whole to see a report like this come out that is based on opinion and not fact, and attacks the American farmer and the American agriculture system, which is the gold standard for food around the world. It's the best that's ever existed in history.
What can American agriculture do now moving forward to make their voices heard to the administration in regards to what's in this report?
Well, Jesse, I want to make it clear. President Trump has been has stated many times that he is a friend of the farmer, and that he loves farmers in this country. And we appeal to President Trump that he needs to correct the fallacies that have been brought out in this report. And we want President Trump to make sure he understands the fallacies that have been brought out, and to help correct this, because just issuing a report like this, even with all its falsehoods and misconceptions, this sows doubt in the mind of the American consumer and believes that they've been lied to, and that they have not been, that we haven't been forthright with them. And that breakdown of trust, that seed of doubt that is planted here, is just scary. And this needs to be corrected immediately. And President Trump has the ability to step in and help correct these falsehoods that have came out today.
Well, and I will just say this, Caleb. I said this to you off the air, and I'll say this publicly, that the day that farmers such as yourself stop eating the food that you grow with these certain crop protection products, in my opinion, that's the day I'm going to be concerned about some of the products that you guys use on your crops. I'm all for making folks healthy and looking at some of those things, but in terms of crop protection products, Caleb, I'll just say this, that the day that that happens is the day I'm going to be concerned personally.
I agree, Jesse. And my wife, Leanne, and I have three sons who are 15, 13, and we have a 10-year-old as of today. It's his birthday. My sons eat the same things that are available for all Americans to eat. There's not anything that is out there that we are scared of, but we use common sense. There's things that we don't let them consume energy drinks, and they don't have excessive use of soft drinks and things like that. Just common sense. But when it comes to, they eat seed oils, they eat normal foods off the shelf. There's such a abundance of choices. And it ultimately comes down to consumer choice. We have freedoms. That's what this country was founded on. And you start taking away freedoms and choice, we have a lot of other problems. And there are choices and responsibility that parents have to help their kids eat a balanced diet. The choices are there. The products are available. It's up to the parents to make those choices. It's also up to the parents, all the other environmental factors outside of food and nutrition that can lead to some of these concerns that have been expressed in the report. So I'm thankful that my sons have the opportunity to get outside and be in nature and be on the farm and to run and breathe the air and everything else. And I think that all of these things are just as important as just the food that they're eating as well. It's a balance. Not spending all their time on devices and tablets and so forth. There's a lot of environmental factors that can contribute to some of these concerns that have been raised and all blamed on food. And I think that you have to have a broader base and not be cherry picking, looking for a certain outcome when you begin searching for a solution.
Caleb, always appreciate your thoughts, your perspective on this. I know all of us in agriculture are going to be spending quite a bit of time looking through the contents more of this MAHA Commission report and talking more with folks in the administration, I'm sure. Before we let you go, anything final you would mention today?
Well, Jesse, I would just again want to reiterate the importance of using good science and using data and not narrowly picked or opinionated sources to make decisions that have a widespread and long-lasting impact on the future of our country. There is so many rippling effects and trickle-down effects that happen as a result of things like this report. It impacts the livelihoods of families. It impacts the livelihoods of many businesses related to agriculture. It impacts the livelihoods of our farm families, who are some of the hardest working people in this country, trying to make a living, take care of their family, and feed, clothe, and fuel our country. And we want to make America healthy more than anybody. We're committed to that. That's our life. And as you've mentioned, we feed these same foods to our children. We eat them ourselves. And we as Americans are living longer than we ever had before. Look at the numbers. It's a fact. And all this gets thrown out the window because we have some folks that have a history of litigation and making money off of trials and different things that point fingers at certain products, and they come in, decide that they're going to declare war on the tools that agriculture uses. It's a scary precedent, and we must get this stopped because it's dangerous for our country's future.
Soygrowers.com for more. With that, American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland from Kentucky, good to talk with you again, my friend, and I know we will be talking again real soon. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jesse. Take care. You too.